Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in to Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family, take care of your chicken, take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are back in the building. For Players Only, almost the playoff version, but we got one game left against the hated Chargers. I am Danan Hughes, your host, as I've been all season long. Glad to have you with us for the next hour, and we have a guest. I don't know if I should say special guest. I don't want his head to blow up anymore.
My mom told me.
We got a timely guest in the building. To join me for this hour, to join this ride, we got Barbershop, Sean Barber.
In the building. Bah, 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 my man, Joe Mazey. I always got to give a shout out to
Joe. Yeah, we got
to
give a shout out to Joe Mazey. He was part of, he was the original G.
OG.
He was the OG, yes. All right, Barbershop, we appreciate you coming in, man. There's a lot that has been happening. And unfortunately for us and Players Only, we've kind of been hit and miss these last few weeks with bye weeks and K-State football, K-State basketball, holidays, et cetera, have kind of pushed us back and back and back. But now we're on a stretch, hopefully, until the middle of February when we make another Super Bowl run. But Barbershop, you got a lot going on, man, outside the studio. I know you came in earlier with C-Dot and you – hit him over the head, Rafiki'd him, I'm sure, with some knowledge.
Always.
But what else you got going on, man? I want to give you the platform because you do so much in the community. You got a lot going on.
Man, you know what? I was approached earlier today. Officer Holly works with the KCPD, P&L, the Missouri side, also with the PALS group. We did something over the summer. We do things with kids at risk. It's an arts program they do. Her and Jake Bacina with the Kansas City Police. And she was reaching out to me to find out if I had any connections with any young lady who was going to be energetic and inspiring to speak to a group of young ladies that they are working with. She asked me if I had any connections with Brittany Mahomes. And I was like, unfortunately, yes, I am an ambassador, but we don't really have a direct correlation with the players' wives. But I did send her a list of some very influential women who are in our community. Kathy Nelson,
yep.
With Sports Authority.
Mm-hmm. Great woman.
Elena Page with Next Page Foundation. Candy Merrill out at the Prairie Fire. Candy and Fred Merrill. Candy is actually in a gold medal Olympic. She went to K-State.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then, obviously, Amanda Carlo.
Hell yeah.
Who does things with Gold Grip. So those four ladies were my suggestions as could be really great keynote speakers to really encourage and inspire some young women, stuff like that. So finding different ways to just impact the community. Other than that, man, it was just great being home for the holidays, having all the barber clan, but my five boys and girls at home, having them around each other and being able to celebrate together during the holidays was just real special.
Yeah, man, it was great to see you yesterday. And I know we're kind of starting this show off in a different lane because normally we use the first quarter. If you've never listened in, we break this up into quarters like a football game. In the first quarter, we recap on the previous game. We're definitely going to get to that. But I feel like around this time, the new year is just hitting us. People are making resolutions. You're making changes in your life. You're also identifying great causes. You're coming from holidays where you were so thankful. We're all so thankful for all the blessings that are bestowed upon us. A lot of those blessings we don't deserve. And there, it also gave us an opportunity to reflect and recognize things that happen around the community. You and I are part of the ambassador group. The Chiefs ambassadors, roughly 60 guys that played for the Chiefs for at least 3 years that are still here, connected with the organization, still making an impact in the community, in charitable endeavors, various experiences and opportunities to connect with the community. And we had our meeting last night where we were able to invite the PAL, Police Athletic League, into our meeting. And that's a great, great organization and one of the more dangerous parts of town. And a shout out to everybody that's involved, the police, as well as the organizers there that have been integral in changing lives in that community. And I grew up in the PAL system. Shout out to the Bayonne PAL. Bayonne PAL. My grandmother was there. I remember Mr. Farley, Moe, Norman, my uncle still referees basketball for 40 plus years there. It's always been about giving back. So I wanted to take this part of the platform to make sure that our fans, the Chiefs fans, recognize not just the greatness on the field and the exploits that we'll talk about in this past game against the Bengals and what's going to come for the against the Chargers as well as the playoffs, but also recognize some of the greatness that's happening in the community and what's tied to this great Chiefs organization. So there's a lot to be proud of if you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, not only that, man, even current players doing great things out in the community. I know Justin Reed has done almost a chain reaction of different events as far as going from Thanksgiving to holidays to toy giveaways. He's just found so many different ways to just impact the community. And you know, I say him, but we always know that Kelsey with the 87 and running.
Yep.
Pat Mahomes with the Mahomies. Chris Jones, Sac Nation. I mean, all the even new guys. Furious George, right? George Karloftis is doing a phenomenal job. Just finding different ways and different organizations here to just give back to the fan base that are giving them so much energy and so much excitement on game day. They all find a way in their own way to give back to the community that loves them.
Well, it's about the DNA, and we'll get into the football part, and everybody always talks about teams having an identity. And the organization has had an identity since Lamar Hunt was alive and when the team was brought here to Kansas City, about connecting in the community. And it's always great to remind people that that's still going on really strong in this day and age when we're watching New Heights podcast and you're listening to 24-hour sports and you may hear more about other cities because of fantasy football and betting and so on, that there's a time to reflect on what's really great about what we have here in the Heartland and with the Kansas City Chiefs. So shout out to everybody connected with the Chiefs organization, with the ambassadors, with the current players. And take some time, you fans that are listening, to look into those organizations that are making serious impact on the ground with our kids, the Kids TLC. I know you're involved with kids with terminal cancer,
Camp
Quality,
Big Brothers,
Big Sisters as well. So yeah, shout out to all of those during this time, the season of giving. It also can be the season of reflection as well. With that, we got the phone lines and text lines open. So make sure you give us a call, 913-583-7610. We will be here for this entire hour. Those phone lines, text lines are open. We'll tackle those in quarter three.
Yeah.
Quarter three of the show, so after halftime. But with these few remaining minutes left in the first quarter, Barbershop, I want to pick your brain about where this Chiefs team is right now. Normally, we'd be talking just about the Bengals, and we can use some of the Bengals game and that win, crucial win, as examples, but we haven't been on the air for several weeks now, and there's been several games, some of them losses. It was a dismal December for the most part, and that even crept into November Where do you see this team right now, not talking about what will be going into the Chargers game, what we'll talk about in the fourth quarter?
Well, the one part that I think has been the most consistent has been the defense. And we start up front with Chris
Jones.
I knew
you was going to start with that.
And the guys that are getting pressure, stopping the run, getting pressure after getting after the quarterback. And then that feeds back into, you know, like I said, George Karlaftis is having a 10-plus double-digit year for a second-year player. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, Aminahue and Chris Jones and Dana, all the guys, Wharton, Nadi, all the guys have been doing a phenomenal job collectively as a group. And so you got to give Coach Joe Cullen some credit for getting those guys just to work together as a single unit. And so we see him, you know, a couple weeks ago, iPads flying around and some heated arguments going on.
Helmets.
That's what happens on the side. It happens every game. It happens all the time. Just sometimes the television don't catch it. Sometimes you don't get it
mic'd up
over and over. Yeah, it's not mic'd up. So, but the
and energy, it happens in every sport.
Every the energy, the atmosphere, the attitude, the effort, all of that, you're getting exactly what we want from our D-line. And then, it, like I said, that energy feeds back and allows our linebackers to go hunt. Still detailing. I mean, if there's one guy who's a pro's pro, I got to go back to my man Bolton, man. I saw on social media when we're out there dancing at the end of the game, the surfing swag, and you see the whole team celebrating and dancing, the whole stadium is rocking. There's one guy on the field still going to his individual players, making sure they got the next call.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't dancing because he he's the leader of that defense, and he has to know that on a moment's notice, he's got to pull it all back together and get that group back on hunting after that quarterback. And that is my man Bolton, man. He is just a professional. He's a pro's pro. And I got so much respect about that young man, how he's handling his business on the field, coming back from injury with the wrist injury. And then, again, feeds to Tranquil. It feeds to Willie Gay doing a phenomenal job. Leo, the Lion, the Chenault, is doing a phenomenal job. And then the back end, man, they didn't get their credit. They didn't get their roses when it came to the Pro Bowl. And that's a snub in itself. But Legarius, McDuffie, all those guys, you know, 20, the rookie from Virginia
Justin
Tech.
Justin Reed, you got Shamari Connor, yeah.
Man, all those guys, collectively, they're playing 11 as one unit, and those guys are doing a phenomenal job of having trust in one another. They're communicating, and they've been playing so consistently the entire season. That's the bright point that I want to say going forth. Offense still, you know, they're moving between the 20s. We still have some red zone struggles and stuff, but the kicking game is still hitting on all cylinders with Bucker doing his thing. So, I mean, I think we're right where we want to be at going into the playoffs. Everything is still in front of us. We got you know, we didn't get the conventional bye week. We got the unconventional, which is putting yourself in a position where you're locked into a position no matter what happens week 18. So you're able to still rest your warriors, rest your dogs, and be ready to, when the playoffs start, to be as healthy as possible. And so, again, everything is in front of this organization. And so I don't think anybody wants to come in the Arrowhead and play against us when we're fully healthy. And that's what we're going to present come playoffs.
Yeah, I think you made a lot of great points. I'm glad you put a lot of shine on the defense because, as you know, it makes my stomach hurt to talk nicely about defenses. So I'm not going to have to do that because you just took up 3.5 minutes doing that. So that's perfect. So I'll talk about the offense and the growth and the special teams. That's near and dear to my heart. Remember, this phone lines and the text lines are open, 913-586-7610. We'll tackle those in the next couple of segments. But the offense has been a work in progress, and there's been concern. I don't think for me personally, when you have the best player in the game in Patrick Mahomes, there's any reason but to be more than just concerned. Mm-hmm. When things are not working as efficiency as you'd like, as efficiently as you think and you know that he would like them to have, and you see the blowups on the sideline, you can get concerned. Let's face it, there are other teams in this league that would wish they had our concerns. Mm-hmm. They would wish that they would have just the concerns that we have. We're facing a team coming up this week that is even par in the giveaway takeaway. That means they've given the ball away and taken it away the same amount of times, 0 times. And yet they have a 5-11 record when we are 31st in the NFL in giveaway takeaway. Even though our defense has been stellar, we haven't necessarily taken the ball away as much as you would like to see, especially with some of the free running hits on quarterbacks, sacks of quarterbacks. You would like to see the ball dislodged every once in a while so we can fall on fumbles, flip the field, and that would help spark the offense as well. Not trying to blame the defense, just pointing something out in the giveaway takeaway. But in all of my years, I was drilled by Marty Schottenheimer about the giveaway takeaway is directly correlated to wins. And we were in the 90s with Derek Thomas creating turnovers and Neil Smith and those guys creating turnovers and then the offense protecting the ball. That's why we got to the playoffs. But to see a team that hasn't necessarily been great on offense, has had several holes in their efficiency, be minus 11, 31st in the NFL, one of the two worst teams in the NFL in giveaway takeaway, and yet having already secured a playoff spot with a 10-6 record is amazing to me. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a positive, but it is a positive that you overcome adversity for 10 games. And you can make an argument that three other games at least you could have, if it wasn't about a turnover, it was more just about inefficiency on offense, we could be sitting here 13-3 and one of the worst teams in the giveaway takeaway. That's an amazing feat, but there's also a component of resilience that we should align ourselves with this team. They beat the Bengals, another season where you ended the Bengals' dreams, and I love that. When we come back in the second quarter, we got hot takes, hot fire takes. We're going to see if Barbershop's ready to step up for 2024 or get womped. We'll check it out later.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
My name is D. Nice.
Bono looking to pass the football, throws in the middle, pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Dane Hughes took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers,
halfback pass, Marcus Allen right side, touchdown Kansas City, Dane Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis, news and views. From Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Dane Hughes.
This so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC championship for four straight years.
But you can call him D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice.
Appreciate that intro, Julio. We are back, Players Only. This is Dane Hughes. You can follow me on X/Twitter at DAHughesGuy83. On Instagram, Dane Hughes. Got the guest in the building, the nemesis, the defensive nemesis, Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop. How can they follow you?
Oh, at SeanBarber59 is my Twitter handle.
Which X.
Is now, oh, my bad. I'm old school, which is X. And then on IG, I'm like SeanBarber_59.
All right. Barbershop, you know this segment well. This is the second quarter of the show. Hot fire, spit fire takes. Julio is the judge. He said he's turned over a new leaf in 2024. I don't necessarily believe him, but we'll see after your take.
Hey, man, like they say, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? at the end of the day, man, listen, we all got our feelings hurt a little bit when the Pro Bowl snubs or the Pro Bowl votes came out. Yes, we are happy that Creed went. We are happy that Chris Jones went, Pat Mahomes, Kelsey. Listen, we had a bunch of guys that definitely made it. But we did have one of our guys who has obviously played at an all-pro level somehow not make it to the Pro Bowl. So I am, for one, thinking that at some point, man, this Pro Bowl got to stop being a fan's, who is the most a popularity type award. And let's get to the numbers, man. Let's look at who's been targeted, who's given up what. Over 70, maybe over 80 now, targeted receptions and given up zero touchdowns on the season. One LeJarius Sneed, obviously the number one shutdown corner in the league. And it says it not just because he's a Chiefs, but statistically. You look at the PFF, you look at how he's being targeted, where he's being targeted. I mean, the man is playing against some of the top premier, top 10, top 15 receivers in the league and always following the number one receiver around all over the field. And to be able to still put up goose eggs after goose eggs after goose eggs in the most important part of the field, man, I think that shows how silly the Pro Bowl voting process is, and it needs to be changed. We have Jalen Ramsey only played 9 games in the season, somehow makes it to the Pro Bowl. So at that point, man, listen, we got to start putting in some standards. Maybe a Pro Bowl, to be eligible, you have to play at least 12 of the 17 games. Maybe your PFF score has to be a certain amount for you to even qualify to be on the ballot. But there has to be something that comes into factor besides the fanfare and how much trash you talk and all that kind of stuff. So I'm all for a little bit of a redistribution of power when it comes to voting for Pro Bowls, because those Pro Bowl votes does matter in guys' contracts. Mm-hmm. And then when your career is over, they do look at your Pro Bowls as far as Hall of Fame, and if you're going to Canton. So with that being said, that's my hot fire take. Because it's the Pro Bowl vote, I got to say, my man LeJarius Sneed is definitely the number one lockdown corner in the league. Defense wins championships.
I'll give you that, Barbershop. That was actually one of my choices on my list for hot fire takes. I do believe that LeJarius Sneed is a lockdown corner. I thought it would have been a stretch for Trent McDuffie to make it as well. He would have been likely the first ever corner to make the Pro Bowl without having an interception, but also a shutdown guy that hadn't given much up this season. We have two lockdown corners. We're definitely grateful, but I think the big message that the fans need to know and the listeners here is the monetary, the contractual, the accolades, all of those can be tied to Pro Bowl berths. When we sign somebody in the offseason, we're going to look and, oh, he was a Pro Bowler, Pro Bowl wide receiver, a 3-time Pro Bowl wide receiver, or he was all pro. That's going to garner him money. That's going to garner him opportunities after the game of football. It may get that person into the Ring of Honor a little bit sooner, and then ultimately to the Hall of Fame. So I feel you on that. For the fans out there that just vote, just for the sake of voting, I believe there's definitely should be a component of fans voting, but I think that the consideration of that, the percentage of consideration should be adjusted. But I will also say, from a player's perspective, Barbershop, you've been in that meeting room as well when the Pro Bowl voting came out and we had to vote for other teams. It's one of the more difficult things to do as a player. I remember not really wanting to vote any cornerback or any wide receiver in because I was in my ego and in my feelings, and I might have hated playing against a certain guy and not necessarily respected his game as much as the numbers might have shown. So it's a two-sided dynamic that's tough to deal with. But my hot take, spitfire take, Julio, I'm choosing between this upcoming game. I think I'll talk about that later. It's almost treated like a preseason game, but there's so many components to it. I'm going to go back a few weeks to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Could be a team that we play in upcoming weeks. And whether that's smart to talk about or not, no big deal to me. I'm not on the field. George Pickens and Deontay Johnson. As a former wide receiver, and I'm speaking about this because it affects the players on the field, but I'm also speaking to the listeners who have kids that play high school football, that play high school sports, but mainly football, Pop Warner, even going down to that level. 100% is 100%. And nobody is enlisting you to play wide receiver at any level just to catch footballs, just to get open. You're there to be a football player first, and then you are a football player who happens to catch the football. And I was always taught that as a wide receiver, the reason why I sustain my blocking, the reason why I chop down guys at the knees, the reason why I crack back on safeties, and I stayed and blocked through the echo of the whistle, not to the whistle, through the echo of the whistle, the number one reason, Barbershop, you know what that was?
Stay healthy.
Nope. That's number two. The number one reason was because it's one less person that's hitting one of my teammates.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the ball didn't get knocked out. In Deontay's situation, the ball actually got knocked out. But in George Pickens, the ball didn't get knocked out. But that's one extra hit in the head that that ball carrier took. That's one extra time he got brought down violently to the turf because you didn't do your job. So you high school coaches, Pop Warner coaches, teach the fundamentals of the game. Even college coaches, teach the fundamentals of the game and make sure you instill in every kid, and I'm picking on the wide receiver position right now, that you are not on the field just to catch footballs. There's another component of the game that you help the other 10 guys be successful, and it could be just one extra yard. It could be that one extra yard that instead of Harrison Butker kicking the ball off the upright, that he actually gets through the uprights that helped us win the game because you blocked four plays earlier that allowed Isaiah Pacheco to run two or three extra yards. Yeah. That you blocked that when he might have been fumbling the ball or was loosely held or one of the other defenders was knocking it loose, that you held a block that allowed Isaiah to get back on the football before somebody else got there. There's such a big dynamic, and I say all those situations to prove my point, but ultimately it comes down to you're on the field to play the complete game of football, no matter what position you are. You don't want to see a kicker not run after a returner because he's just a kicker. I'm just here to kick the ball. Let the returner run down the sideline and return it for a six. You don't want to see a quarterback not try to chase down a defender when he throws an interception because, hey, I'm just here to throw the ball. You don't want that. You want a full football player that happens to throw, happens to catch, happens to run, happens to hold on to the ball. And it's more entertaining. In the Chiefs' kingdom, it's more entertaining. So echo that to your kids at home and any kids that you mentor or coach, because it's all about being a complete teammate. All right, with that, we will take a break. Remember, the phone lines, I see you, Dan. We'll get to you quickly. The phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. The text line is open. We got a few texts in here we're going to tackle. We'll get to those next.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And he gets buried. He gets destroyed by Sean Barber.
We got to cut Barbershop's intro off. You are no longer a co-host. You are a guest, so you don't get the benefits of being a host here.
Bro, the fact that I'd be cutting my eyes at you across the studio, because I was like, man.
I didn't have nothing to do with it.
It's one of the two. I don't know which opening intro it is, but one of them is the my guy.
We'll be missing you, yo. This and is Diddy. Oh, we shouldn't be talking about Diddy.
See, exactly. See what I'm talking about? Right. Now how you feeling? Look at y'all supporting that dude. Come on, man.
We ain't supporting him. Ain't nobody supporting him. All right, we got the phone lines, text lines open. Players Only, we got our faithful Dan on the phone. Dan, what's good?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Sean. How you doing? How about those Chiefs eight straight AFC West titles? How about Pacheco, 130 yards with a touchdown, and the Rasheed guys with 127 yards? And that's the way to shut Jamar Chase. When will he ever learn, Dan? And then Sean, you can't yap him like that. Even after the game, he still wasn't impressed, you know? So, you know, it was a great team win all around. Defense did great. The offense did just enough. And I know Gabbert's going to start Sunday. I don't know about this. Defense going to be playing any series. What do you think about that, Damon? And go Cowboys. Let's take care of the NFC East. But take care of yourself, guys.
Appreciate you, Dan. Because of my obnoxious family members who are Cowboys fan, you will never hear me say the words you just mentioned at the end for the Cowboys. It'll never come out of my mouth. I've went through too many torturous years with my family gatherings and them screaming that for me to be a Cowboy fan. So, but we appreciate that jolt of energy, Dan. We appreciate you calling in each and every time we are on the air. Big Jax, what's good, bro?
My man, Danny, what's up with you, bro? How you living?
I'm chilling, man.
That's good. You are your guest this week, Barbershop.
Yeah, you know it's the Barbershop show. You got it right, Big Jax.
Big Jax, you ain't got to have that much energy for Barbershop. He don't deserve that.
Yeah, buddy.
I told you it was for our guest this week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, buddy. Danny's the guest.
All right, man. So I want to know from you guys' perspective because I keep hearing it, and I guess I need to hear it from some guys I probably trust a little bit better as players. What do you really believe on the Eric Bieniemy impact on discipline and, you know, helping clean up the penalties and turnovers and drop balls? Like, is that for real or is that not for real?
Appreciate you, Big Jax. That's a great question, Barbershop. You want to tackle it first or I'll go?
Yeah, I mean, again, man, like, so I know EB personally, and the same coach he is on the field is the same person he is like off the field. I mean, he's a very intensity, attention to detail, discipline. I mean, that's just how he is just in life about everything he does. So not every coach is built the same way. Not everybody brings the same type of discipline and energy into a building. So you can just ask the former players of his who've been around EB. The necessity to finish off certain runs, the alignment, assignment, attention to detail, not just on game day, but each day in practice, it can be one of two things. Sometimes it gets to a point where it drains you. You're so on edge about every little detail. Then it kind of stunts your growth a little bit, and you feel like, man, if this guy would get off my back a little bit, I could go ahead and show my abilities. But then you get to a point where there's some guys who need that extra level of pressure on them. They need extra eyes on them to make sure they're doing all of the little things right so that you don't get called for pre-snap penalties or you're not careless with the ball or you do focus on the ball through the catch, expecting contact. You are a running back that finishes downhill. Don't look to get. So it works both ways. Now, the one thing we do know, right, we do know that when he arrived at Washington, there was a whole team of guys who felt – he was too much. That what is going on? Like he's demanding way too much of us. And they went and like complained to the head coach. They complained to Ron Rivera that EB was being too hard on them. And so I mean that's and I can guarantee he wasn't anything different there than he was here. He is always going to be very consistent and very intentional about the kind of coach he
is. Passionate. Yep.
He's very passionate about it, and that's what you're going to get. So I don't know if that's something that's missing from our team. I don't know if that's something that would even cause this record to be any different. Yeah. It might even cause the record to be worse. It's hindsight. He's out of the building. He's gone. We have great coaches in the building. We are now the 3-seed with everything to win, everything in front of us still. All the victories, all the chances to go to the Super Bowl. We won another AFC West championship for an eighth time straight. Yep. So, I mean, again, man, I'm not for poking holes in anybody or anything, man. I just know Bieniemy is a great leader of men, and he has a great vision of how to get there. He just needs to be surrounded by some equally yoked individuals for you to see an organization make a change like he can make.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. I think we have great leadership on this team. I think we have great accountability on this team. And to be honest, there's no guarantee that if Eric Bieniemy was here that we would be any better than where we are now and it would look any different. No guarantee at all. However, I will say everybody has their own ways of addressing issues, of handling discipline, of being a disciplinarian. Whether I'm a parent of five, Barbershop's got six kids.
Six pack.
Like we handle each kid differently, and there are some kids that have flourished, and there's some kids that have been, you know, contributed to some Tylenol, extra Tylenol, and so on. But I will say this. From a player's perspective, I'm just talking about me. There was a component of not wanting to go to the sideline and be the brunt of venom that propelled me on the field. I did have teammates that it made them cower into the fetal position when they thought they were going to be the brunt of heat in the meeting or on the sideline. Everybody either barbecues or mildews in different circumstances. And but I grew up in a house where both my parents were disciplinarians, but I did feel a little different if I messed up when my father was there versus when my mother was there.
Yeah.
I did take a hesitation in stepping outside to have to rethink whether my room was really clean if my father was home versus when my, if my mother was home. So there's a different dynamic. We don't know which one would have equated to anything better this year, but I think every team has to have a good complement of fiery coaches that you know you're going to get called out on, and then those other coaches that are less fiery and maybe more detail-oriented and technical. You have to have a balance. Appreciate that, Big Jax. Great question. All right, we go to the text line from the 913 Barbershop. This is a great question, and we have a few minutes to tackle it before the break.
All right.
You from the 913, you both played for great head coaches and coordinators. What are the characteristics of a good head coach or coordinator? Have those characteristics changed in today's game?
I mean, I'm going to say no. So I played under Andy Reid. Jim Johnson was our coordinator back in Philly. I had a chance to play with Sean McDermott. I had a chance to play with play for Ron Rivera. Coach Spags was my coordinator. Joe Cullen, who's on the squad, was a coach at Richmond. And the consistency between all those coaches is a demand for excellence. Alignment, assignment, understanding your job, showing great effort, have great positive body language. Like, those are the things that were just like, I'm not going to even coach you on those, because those are the things that I need to know you're going to bring to the table each and every day for me to even—
expect it.
Yeah, for me to even spend time coaching you. And then we can work through the details of the drop, the depth of your drop, your angle you're taking, you know, how to—
hand placement.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. All that stuff is coaching. But the other things is just a character of you as an athlete and who you are as far as what your DNA is. And so I would say the consistency of the head coaches, that because Harbaugh was our specialty coach at Philadelphia before he went to the Baltimore Ravens. You always see these guys, they put out a vision. They put out a vision amongst the entire staff and entire team, and then it's up to you to figure out where you're going to fit into the call. What piece of the puzzle are you going to be to help this team reach that vision without causing more distractions? Eliminate distractions. Keep working on your game. Keep building. It's a building process. Week one, build. Week three, week 10. Now it's week 17, 18. We're building some momentum to get where we need to get to as a team. And so no one person is more important than the other. And I think every coach I've played for has been in some semblance cut from that same cloth.
Yeah, I would agree. And I want to tackle that from my perspective after this break. We got a couple other text messages before we tackle the L.A. Chargers and what we got to do to get this win in Week 18. But we're going to go to break. I'll get to that question next for the 913. Appreciate it.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, this is the fourth quarter of Players Only. I am Dane and Hughes. We got Sean Barber. And fittingly, from Julio, California, we're heading out there this weekend to take on the LA Chargers. Before we talk Chargers, I want to give my input on the text about playing for great coaches and has it changed. I know every game or every era of sports is different. I'm sure there are people that are older than us that would have probably said we were soft in some ways, and then we come up and we're older, and now we're saying this group is softer, or the game is played softer, etc. I will say this: the impact of coaches, great coaches are great brainwashers. I believe that. I came to the NFL never having played special teams and made it 6 years as a special teams knucklehead because some coach or coaches pressed into me being a complete football player and the impact of playing a role on a team for the overall cause and not being so focused on being a starting wide receiver that I put aside what I could have done and wind up doing as a contribution in other phases of the game. So I feel like great coaches are great brainwashers, and if you have to adjust to more privileged youth nowadays because of the NIL, because of where they're coming at from out of college – The guarantee money versus when we played, there weren't any guarantees except your signing bonus. That's the true testament of coaching and making adjustments. You're never the same. Every day you're either getting better or you're getting worse. So that has to be the mindset, not just of players, but coaches. From the 913, I guess since you came in as a late last-minute guest from the 913 Barbershop, I got to say, Barbershop sounds as good as he looked playing that guitar on the Creed is Good video. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see the video.
Oh, man.
You was playing a guitar. I'm sure you wasn't really playing it.
Bro,
you was
you
just,
don't know?
You was just plucking it, I guess.
I got a lot of God-given talent you don't even know about, man.
Yeah.
I air guitar'd that thing to death, bro. Air guitar,
do you put the leg up too?
It was a real guitar, but I did.
You was acting.
Yeah, I was acting, but I was like, what Deion say? Look good, feel good, play good, they pay good. So I did it all well.
From the 816, always love listening to Players Only. I know this year hasn't been what we are used to, but I still trust Andy and Patrick in the playoffs to get this thing done. Ryan in Pleasant Hill, we appreciate you, Ryan. I agree. And Andy we trust, and Patrick we trust. No team, if we're fully healthy, wants to face the Chiefs in the postseason. That will not be their number one, number two, or number three choice out of the seven teams that will make the playoffs in the AFC West. One of those teams not making the playoffs, Barbershop, are the Chargers. Mm. They are 5-11, another fledgling season for them. I saw a tweet that showed the preseason favorites for the AFC West division over the last 15 years has been every year the Chargers. So I just chuckle at the fact that whoever's picking these, who's making these prognostications, they haven't learned their lesson yet. If you did something and failed 15 times, you would think that you would learn something.
The definition of insanity.
Doing the same thing over and over.
Expecting something different.
That's real. But we got the Chargers coming up. We got about 5 minutes left in the show, Barbershop. Give me your take on this week. And I want to spin it because this game is different. It matters. It matters differently. And there's a component that for you and I, the type of players that we were in the NFL, we lived for these type of games, especially early in our career.
Yeah,
we lived for these type of games. There's a component on this roster. As I look at the roster, Felix Anudike Uzama, Tershawn Wharton, Mike Pinnell, Jack Cochran, Cam Jones, Nick Jones, Shamari Connor, Echo Boydo. That's just the defensive side. On the offensive side, maybe a little extra work for Wanye Morris against a tough, tough pass-rushing team, especially on third down. Nick Allegretti, who we saw glimpses of throughout his career and even last 2 weeks ago when he ran down the field 60 yards to help push Richie James for extra yardage. Noah Gray, Blake Bell, who we might need more in the playoffs. Justin Ross, if we're talking about receivers who can elevate with opportunities and possibly become a threat in the playoffs. I want to go from that angle because this game means 1,000 times more to those guys and possibly to this organization with those guys playing 80 plays than any other game besides the third preseason game would have been, because this is their time to shine. This is their time to get on film and show the other 31 teams that if you draft a linebacker and for whatever reason Jack Cochran is not here, he has on film opportunities and taking advantage of the opportunities when he was on the field.
Well, whether it's football or not, every day is a job interview. Every day is your part of your resume. What you put on film is your resume. And so the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the way you got drafted, your potential, potentials might be the worst word ever to be used for an athlete because that means you ain't really shown nothing.
Yeah.
But to be able to go out and play a game, whether it's week 18 or week one or the last preseason, when the ball is snapped and you get to contact somebody on defense and you get to rip off of a block and go make a tackle and run through a guy, it's all the same. It don't matter, man. Listen, you put those tackles together in a regular season game, no one's going to matter. It's all going to be a part of your resume and what you got to stand for when it comes to making this team next year, being available. I mean, there's going to be some tough decisions made with this roster, as it's been over the last couple of years. Yeah. Everybody can't come back. And so if you haven't proven to this point that you're a capable backup, that
you can go in the game without a moment's hesitation. We know what Drew Tranquil brings to the game. When Bolton had to go out, we didn't miss a beat with Drew. So he's proven.
Yeah.
Besides that, you know, you really don't know what happens with Willie Gay after this year. We don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the linebackers after this year. So if you're a backup linebacker, backup corner, backup safety, a depth of the D-line, and you really want to rise and shine this game to prove if I'm ever given the opportunity to play, you know you can count on me. This is the time to do it. This is the time to show it. Put up a shut up type of attitude.
And this is an opportunity, Barbershop, for all of us Chiefs fans to be cheering those guys on not just taking it into consideration that the game doesn't mean anything. One other name that you didn't mention that I didn't mention either, Blaine Gabbert. Blaine Gabbert has thrown two interceptions this season. He's only had less than five attempts. And if he wants to continue his career, although it's been long, he's been a starter, he's a backup now, no better position as a backup to be than to Patrick Mahomes. But if you want to consider yourself a viable force as a backup to the extent of Chad Henne was when he was here, you have an opportunity this week to show that you can be that guy if counted on and needed in the postseason. So, yeah, this game means a lot to a lot of guys. We need to recognize that as true fans. We made our way in this living because of these type of games, whether they were in the preseason or latter part of the season, and guys' careers, livelihoods, coaches' expectations, coaches' tenure can be factors as well. So a different twist. We're a better football team. It would be great to end this season, this regular season, on a high note with two straight wins. We'll see if that happens. But the main thing is, going back to Barbershop's earlier comment, come out of the game healthy. Not everybody can sit on the bench in this game. There's going to be multiple starters. We need to make sure that they come in healthy. For Barbershop, Julio, and Danen, players only, we are out. We'll talk to you next week in preparation for the wild card round at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Peace, y'all.
Let's sign Frank Clark.
Players Only with Danen Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.